So we are live, and this is Visual, a podcast about technology, Apple, and accessibility. I'm your host, Johan Tan. So I'm looking at headlines here that are worth my while to tell you. This one looks interesting. So the headline from 9to5Mac is Switzerland first to release COVID-19 app using Apple and Google Exposure Notification API. Quote, the first app to take advantage of the Apple and Google Exposure Notification API has been released in Switzerland, according to a new report from the BBC. The app is called Swiss COVID. It is currently available to select essential workers. As of right now, members of the Swiss Outlook, as well as hospital workers and civil servants, can install the Swiss COVID app. A wider rollout is planned, but the report explains that in Switzerland, members of parliament must approve the app before it is widely released. End quote. So I think all countries should go with this Apple and Google Exposure Notification API. So I live in the Philippines, and I don't think there's any plans to roll out this app by the government here. In my city, we only have like 2 or 5 or how many, but it's definitely not more than 20 coronavirus cases, and our business is back to normal here. And they're planning to introduce human contact tracers, as I heard. I heard something about them planning to implement mobile contact tracers. And let me see what else I need to tell you about. Here. Spotify ditches 10,000 song limit library on your library. Okay, let me read it again. Spotify ditches 10,000 song limit on your library. And according to this report here from a sister site, 9to5Mac, 9to5Google, starting today, Spotify users can save as many as songs as they want to their library, with no limits on the size of their library. Yes, and there's no more days that you'll get the filled up pop-up. Adding songs to your Spotify library is done using the Like button and can apply to both individual songs or entire albums. While many average users might never pass a couple of thousand of songs, many have hit this limit and been incredibly frustrated. As a result, once an account hits that limit, the only way to save new songs is to remove other ones. Spotify users have been begging for this limit to remove from this limit to be removed from their library for years now, and the service has finally given in. Notably, this won't affect many other parts of the service. The number of allowed offline devices and the 10,000 song limit on playlists remain in place. Now, I don't use Spotify. I am a proud Apple Music subscriber. And the thing, I hate Spotify because they've been buying podcast companies. And I don't want to listen to podcasts also on Spotify, but I don't have a choice. If I like that podcast, I'll listen to that podcast. But, well, let's go back to music. So, yeah, I think Apple Music has a limit of 100,000 songs in your library. And another thing that I hate about Spotify is that I don't like the way how you add, when you like a song, the song album doesn't show up in the albums tab of your library. For example, if you're listening to a song on a playlist, for example, and then you press like, when you go to your library, it's your all the songs that you've liked are in the liked songs auto-generated playlist, but they're not in the albums tab. Apple Music does that. You press the plus button, you add the song to your library, it automatically shows up in artists, albums, and everything. What else? So, and I think that Apple Music has this in their emails that says you can add up to 100,000 songs in your library, 10 times than the limit of Spotify, something like that. And yes. So let me talk more a little bit while I'm looking for some more news here. I'm using an iPhone 11 to record this podcast. And I wanted to start this podcast, as I said, a little bit in my trailer, because I've been listening to podcasts a lot. I think I am subscribed to 130 podcasts. And yes, so I wanted to start a YouTube channel, but I don't think I'm really into that, because I can't see the video, so I just decided to start a podcast, which is audio only. This podcast will be forever open without those gate that Spotify has created. This will be open with an RSS feed forever. Here's the next one. You can now watch Quibi shows on a TV using AirPlay. Quibi, now, I don't know. Okay, so let me quote this article again from The Verge. Short-form mobile video service Quibi now supports Apple's AirPlay protocol, which means you'll be able to stream content from Quibi on your phone to AirPlay-enabled TVs and devices. Quibi is also working hard to have support for Chromecast available in June. According to Tom Conrad, Chief Product Officer at Quibi, that should let Android users cast content to the Quibi app to their TVs as well, once it's rolled out. Sure, we designed Quibi for on the go, but these days, visiting the family room is like a day trip. So, AirPlay support is live for iOS in Quibi 1.3. Working hard on Chromecast, which will be available in June. It first came to light that Quibi would be offering some sort of way to stream shows to TVs from iOS app in a May 11th article in the NY Times. Though at the time, it was unclear if Quibi would be using AirPlay. Quibi's app still has a number of limitations that make Quibi content difficult to share. Users can't take screenshots, for example, meaning that it's difficult for users to post screenshots from the shows on social media. In an interview with the New York Times, Katzenberg did say that users would soon be able to share Quibi content on social media, though it's unclear how exactly or if the restrictions on screenshots will be lifted. Yeah. So Quibi just launched on April 6th and it only has 1.3 million active users. The company informed the NY Times that's significantly lower than many streaming services like Disney Plus, by contrast, has nearly 55 million subscribers. To be fair, Disney Plus has been available since November 2019, but it also beat Quibi on usage out of the gate, picking up more than 10 million subscribers on its first day. So, Quibi, I don't think it's also available in the Philippines. I think you have to use ExpressVPN but I never watched Quibi for some reason. Yeah. It might be so funny that these short 10 to 15 minute videos, I find it the idea very funny. So, here is another article from The Verge. I think this is the last one for today. Facebook renames Calibra Digital Wallet to Novi. It says Novi. Yeah. Facebook is renaming Calibra, the digital wallet it hopes will one day be used to access the Libra digital currencies, Novi. In a blog post, the company said that the new name was inspired by the Latin words novus and via, which mean new and way, respectively. Novi Financial is the new name of the Facebook subsidiary that will develop the company's digital wallet. A new name is just the latest in a series of changes Facebook has made to its digital currency plans, which have faced intense regulatory pressure since their announcement last June. Although Facebook initially said that there would be a single Libra coin pegged to a collection of national currencies, it now plans to have multiple digital coins pegged to individual currencies. In addition to a combined Libra currency. Novi's website, which I will link in probably the show notes. I don't even know how show notes worked in Anchor, my podcast platform. I'll try. Novi's website says that initially these currencies will include the US dollar, the British pound, and the euro. Quote, Novi will be a standalone app, but it will also integrate with WhatsApp and Messenger. End quote. With a new name, Facebook's digital wallet is also getting a new logo. Calibra's original logo generated controversy when it was first announced because of its similarities to the startup bank Current. Novi's logo ditches this old design in favor of a stylized version of its name with the Libra logo contained within its O. Okay, so that's all for today, and I hope to release a new episode next week. As I said, please forgive the audio issues that you'll be hearing in this episode. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Johan K. Tan. That's JohanKTan. Okay, forgive it. Audio issue again. As I said, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Johan K. Tan. That's JohanKTan. Thank you for listening, and see you probably next week.